Hello?
Hi, this is Edward calling from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Oh gosh, who did you say you were with?
My name is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is an independent research firm. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent in Texas?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. In this November elections, how more likely are you to vote for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Aldred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better?
I'll probably vote for all Democrats.
All Democrats. Okay. Which of the following seven reasons is the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democrat candidates? First option is to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. Second, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Third, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deporting them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Fourth, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Fifth, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans. Sixth, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. And by last, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if they have any mental illness history.
Well, you've given me six things there.
That's seven options.
What was the first one again? Just remind me.
The very first one is support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers.
There you go. I remember it being important. That's important to me, and the gun issue are important.
Okay. Between those two, which one will be your biggest motivator? To support public schools or to address gun violence?
I think the gun violence.
Gun violence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, your next biggest motivator will be to support public schools?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? First one, it punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Second, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Third, fines any family or friend $10,000 for assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion. Fourth, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. And fifth, requires forced birth for rape victims, including the girls as young as 11.
Well, I think the fifth issue there.
Okay.
The age, forcing abortions.
Okay.
Do you want me to repeat them to you again?
Sure.
Your descriptions are too long, and it's hard to keep up with them. So please.
I know. I tried to do it slowly. My apologies. I just don't want to take too much of your time. Here are the options again. The first one punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Second, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Third, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion. Fourth, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. And by last, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
Yeah.
I know it's a tough one.
they're all sort of together. So it's impossible to separate them. But what I didn't quite understand was your last one, something about forced. Can you
forced
repeat
birth.
That?
Sure. Requires forced birth. Yes, for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
So that's, forced birth. Oh, I think that's just tragic. Yeah. So that would be mine.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. These last questions are only for aesthetical purposes, and I'll be letting you go. I really want to thank you for your time. Hope you don't mind me asking, do you consider yourself to be a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18, 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then do you consider yourself to be African-American Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, or White Caucasian? Or other?
White Caucasian.
Okay, great. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Nice, congratulations. This last one, this is the very last part of the survey. I just want you to please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. TV channels as Fox, Fox News, or OAN or OWN.
I'm sorry, could you say those again? The whole question, I didn't quite understand.
Sure. I want you to please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. TV channels as Fox, Fox News, or OAN, or OWN?
No.
Okay. TV channels as MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Facebook, also known as Meta?
No.
Okay. TV streaming as Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No. Don't do any of those.
Okay. YouTube TV? Or YouTube TV?
Yeah, I do have a TV.
Okay. And by last, Twitter, also known as X, TikTok, or Instagram?
Yeah, no, I don't do any of those social media things.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to hear that, honestly. Those were pretty much the only questions that I wanted to ask. This concludes our survey. And without further ado, I'll let you go. I do want to thank you for your participation. Today is Friday night, so try to enjoy the weekend. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for being so polite. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for your time. I do hope you have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.